I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today is World AIDS Day. Up to 36 million people are living with HIV/AIDS, and Christians are doing very little about it. That's why Purpose Driven Ministries held its first AIDS conference in the U.S. called Disturbing Voices. Purpose Driven's Kay Warren says the conference presented ways churches can have an impact both physically and spiritually.
We want every person to come to know Jesus Christ, but it's very difficult to introduce someone to Jesus Christ when you're pushing them away. I mean, we've been given the task of making the invisible God visible. How do we do that? By our arms of love, by our compassion, by our acceptance.
Meanwhile, 12 years ago, Back to the Bible saw a need in India. The low-caste Dalit children couldn't get an education. That's when they started Greenfield School, which in January will be its own entity. It's helping to break the chains of poverty and do something even more important, says Back to the Bible's David Hansen.
Most of these kids have never been exposed to Jesus Christ, and yet you start hearing them reciting scripture, you hear them singing songs about Jesus, some of them coming to a personal faith in Jesus Christ. While it's all about education for them, Jesus is what it's all about for us.
And Greater Europe Mission reports that 21 women just completed 6 years of Bible-based training. They're now thoroughly prepared for leadership roles among women in churches across Russia. Women make up the majority of most Russian congregations, but didn't have the training to mentor new believers. Their need led to the development of a training program. It was so well received, GEM hopes to start more than 100 city training centers next year. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. Get your free copy, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.